Gemara in the Av Tesma Aleph towards the bottom. We just finished the Machlokas Beis Silvers Beis Shammai regarding whether a sukkah has to be made l'shem chag, l'shem sukkahs, or is merely making it l'shem tzel, l'shem shade enough. Beis Shammai holds it has to be made l'shem chag, l'shem the holiday sukkahs. Based on the pasuk, it says chag sukkahs ta'aseh l'cha shivas yamim. Ta'aseh ha'sukkahs l'cha, get to make a sukkah for the shame of the holiday. Beis Hillel argues, they explain that pasuk differently. That pasuk teaches you can make a sukkah the entire holiday, meaning if you didn't make it the first day, you make it over Chol Hamoed, which Beis Shammai does not agree with. The Holy Rabbi Yazir, who says that you cannot make it all during Chol Hamoed. But Beis Hillel still holds that you need to make it the shame sale. That's what we saw above in Daf Testament Aleph. The Gemara now is going to challenge Rabbi Yehu about whether or not Beis Hillel does not hold the concept of doing something the shame of the mitzvah. Beis Hillel less lehu the Rav Yehuda Marav. Beis Hillel does not hold like the opinion of Rav Yehuda Marav. Remember, Rav Yehuda Marav, Yehuda says the name of Rav Asa min hakotzin u'minanimin u'minagradin psua minasisin kshera. So he refers to when someone makes sittis. So the strings of the sittis, again, you have a beged, and then you have attached to the beged, attached to the garment, you have the strings that make the sittis. So if those strings are made from kotzin, from nimin, or from gradin, according to the Gemara, these three different things are different parts of the beged that were like extras that you were making a beged, and the fringes at the end of the beged, you decided to continue them on to make them into the extra part to make them into the strings of sittis. That's not why you put them in the first place, but they were extra, so you decided to extend them to make them sittis. That was the case of the grudin. The kotzin and the nemen are different parts of, again, of the either the shti or the eriv, the different either the length or the width wise of the stitching that you make in the baguette. And you had extra and you decided to make it from the extra stitching into the strings of the sittis. So the Gemara here says that according to Rav Yehuda, who quotes Rav, a person made from the extra parts of the beged, he made those pieces, since he had extra left, he made them into the sittis strings. Psula does not work. Minasisin, however, if you make from yarn, like you had strings that you just had a ball of yarn, and you decide to make, after having made a ball, to attach them to the beged, to make them sittis, according to Rabbi Yehuda Marav, that would be kosher. Over here we find, let's continue with the Gemara and then get back to what the point of this is. Kamrisa Kamei, the Shmuel Rashi points out over here that Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav. When Rav passed away, he moved over to be a Talmud of Shmuel, and he used to quote a lot of what Rav had taught him. When he quoted this halacha in front of Shmuel, Shmuel argued on Rav, and he said, Amrali, Kamrisa Kamei, the Shmuel, Amrali, Shmuel said to me, says Rabbi Yehuda, Afman Nasis Nam Psua, even the ball of yarn, even though you're attaching to the sittis, l'shem mitzvah sittis, but since it was made according to Rashi, we'll see in the Gemara will say as well, it was spun to its original strings, not l'shem sittis, just l'shem making yarn. So therefore, it's already lacking in the level of l'shem sittis, and therefore, according to Shmuel, it would also be considered not kosher because not l'shem, it wasn't spun together l'shem mitzvah sittis. Why? Deba'in and tefillah shema, because according to Shmuel, it requires even the spinning of the wool into string has to be made l'shem sittis. So the Gemara here takes a quick step back. It'll take the pause to explain what this means. The Gemara right now is challenging the fact that seemingly we need to do a mitzvah l'shem of that mitzvah. When you're making, preparing that mitzvah to be done, the process of preparing it has to be done l'shem of that mitzvah. So Rehuda Amar Rav and Rehuda Amar Shmuel, both of them agree. Rehuda quotes both Rav and Shmuel, who suggest that when you're making sittis strings, the strings must be made l'shem sittis. Not enough that they happen to be on the beged. It has to be that they were made and put on the shame of the actual mitzvah of sittis. If we correlate that to our discussion of sukkah, then it's not enough to live in a sukkah that was made the shame tzel, the shame shade, but you must live in a sukkah that was made the shame sukkah, the same chag. Like Beis Shammai says, how can Beis Hillel not say that? Don't they hold by this concept by sittis? Why is the difference between sittis, where you have to do the shame mitzvah, and between sukkah, where it's enough to be the shame tzel for the purpose of shade? You don't need it as long as it's not l'shem tznius for the purpose of privacy. It's made for the purpose of protection and shade. That would be enough. Why is that enough? Shouldn't it require, like since this requires l'shem mitzvah sukkah, like Beis Shammai says? We're asked, Achnami ni boy sukkah su l'shma. So here as well, if Yehuda quotes Rav and Shmuel both as requiring a level of l'shma of sittis, here as well, by sittis ni boy sukkah su l'shma, we should also require, like Beis Shammai says, sukkah made l'shem mitzvah sukkah. That's a kasha on Beis Hillel. Why do they not require that? So they still explain, Shani Hasim is different over there. By sittis, the Amakra Gedilim Tasel Lecha. It says in the Pasuk, you should make for yourself Gedilim, these strings of sittis. And the Gemara says, Lecha L'shem Chovcha. Lecha means for you, it means for the purpose of your obligation. You have to make tzitzis for the shame of the obligation of tzitzis. That's a lacha teaches you for you, meaning for the mitzvah of tzitzis l'shem chovucha. And therefore, based upon that idea, the Gemara points out that tzitzis is different. Tzitzis has an obligation to make it l'shema, while sukkah does not have the same obligation. Says the Gemara, really? We have the same exact lacha, the same exact possessive term that demands an action done for the sake of the mitzvah itself. By tzitzis, it says chag sukkah tasel lacha. Sorry, by sukkah. You must make the sukkah l'cha, the shame l'cha v'cha, for the shame mitzvah sukkah, like Beis Shammai says. So the same word l'cha that told you sittis requires l'shma, it also appears by sukkah. Chag tzatzah l'cha, it must be made l'cha, the shame l'cha v'cha. So the words are not so fast. That l'cha is not teaching you the shame mitzvah sukkah, homi ba'ilei l'mu'ute gezula. We need that word l'cha teach you it's got to be yours, that you can't use a stolen sukkah. Yet you cannot use a sukkah that was somebody else's. Gemara in the third pack, we'll discuss a little more about this topic. What does it mean to have a soul in sukkah? But lecha does not mean, has to be mean, the shame chobas mitzvah sukkah. It means it has to be lecha, so yours. You can't live, you can't sleep, you can't use a stolen sukkah. Gemara says, 1 second. If lecha means by sukkah, it can't be stolen, well, don't we also need to mean that as well by the case of tzitzis? How come tzitzis is different? Why would tzitzis be this obligation to make it l'shem chovcha, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis? When the same obligations exist, that it should have to be made, l'shem, sorry, it should have to be yours, it can't be stolen. So over there as well, but this as well, we should need that pasuk of l'cha, to be l'cha, l'mute gzula, it can't be stolen. Where it says, no. By sittis, there's two separate words that are possessive. Hasam k'siv, it says over there, krachwinya, another pasuk, it says over there, v'asulahem, tzitzis, v'asulahem, mishalahem, it's got to be yours. So l'cha by sittis teaches you l'shem chovcha, and lahem, asu lahem, has got to make it from your own stuff. You got to make your own strings from your own material. You can't steal someone else's. That's the ma'ute gzula by sittis. However, by sukkah, we only have one l'cha, and that one l'cha is telling you that you cannot have a stolen sukkah. But regarding the obligation to make it l'shem chovcha, l'shem mitzvah sukkah, Beisil will say we have no such pasuk for that. And therefore will allow you to make use a sukkah as long as it was built l'shem tzel, even though not l'shem chovas mitzvahs sukkah. Again, had it been stam l'shem tznius, that would not work. But l'shem tzel, that would be sufficient, even if it's not l'shem mitzvahs sukkah. That's what the Gemara over here wants to suggest. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah and the Gemara, that Tesma base. Says the Mishnah, Osa sukkah tachas ilan ki ilu asa besocha bais. Person who makes his sukkah under a tree, it's like he made it in his home, and therefore, obviously, what that means is it will be considered pasul. You can't make it in your home, you can't make it under a tree as well. We'll describe exactly what the tree looks like and how it's situated, how much shade there is at the beginning of the Gemara. The Mishnah goes on and says one last case. Sukkah agave sukkah. If you have a sukkah, a multi-layered sukkah, the top layer, and then followed by a bottom layer, or bottom layer followed by a top layer. The rule is halyonik share. The top layer of the sukkah is considered kosher. The bottom layer of the sukkah, the one that's under the other sukkah, is considered a pasul. The reason why Rashi explains over here, as the Gemara will get to as well, the shnei schach and yeshla. Yeah, it's basically you have two different layers of schach. You have the top layer where the top sukkah is found, and you have the bottom layer where the floor of the top sukkah is. This is the roof of the bottom sukkah. You have two different levels of sukkah, and the Torah says you have to have a sukkah. You can't have a sukkah tach a sukkah. Tomorrow again, we'll elaborate on this topic. We'll do that tomorrow, believe it or not. In the meantime, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, "Im ein diurin b'alyonak tachonak shir." Not always do we say a sukkah under a sukkah is possible. It could be that if the top one does not have diurin, there's no one dwelling inside of it. And we'll see what that means again in the Gemara later on. There's no one dwelling inside of the top sukkah, then the bottom sukkah would in fact be kosher. Okay. So the mission over here again has two parts to it. The first part is you can't make it under a tree. A sukkah can't be under a tree. It's like you built in the house. That would be not allowed. And if you have two-layered sukkah, so the top layer is kosher, the bottom layer is pasul. Yehuda points out that if in the top layer no one could live there, or no one does live there, then the bottom layer will be kosher as well. Amar Rav, Rav states, Lo shanu ela be'ilan shatzilsim rub mechamasa. It's double negative. Lo shanu ela means only. Rav says we only teach this halacha regarding building your home under an ilan is pasul. It's really your sukkah under ilan is pasul. Elon should tell some Rubin Chamasa. When this Elon, the tree you're building underneath, has a lot more or has more shade, Tilsa has more shade, is Maruba, than Chamasa, than Sun. But if you have a fairly sparse-leaved tree. You have a tree that does not have so much thickness. Therefore, under the tree is more sun than shade. Then the sukkah will be kosher. So you build a sukkah underneath a tree that is pretty, mostly branches, not a lot of leaves, not a lot of shade. Then that sukkah, according to the Gemara right now, according to Rava, will be kosher. Mimai. From what? Meaning, where were you basing this off of? Where does Rava see fit to explain that a tree could be different halachas? A tree that's very shady would be a problem. A tree that's much less shady would be allowed. What's that based off? Mimai. From where is Rava getting this psak? Mark explains, Mitiktani, the fact the Mishnah states, Ki'ilu asa b'socha bayis. It says in the end of the Mishnah, not the end, the beginning of the Mishnah, we just started with Tesma Bayis, the top. It's like you, if you do it on a tree, it's like you made it inside your home. Why would the Mishnah have to tell me it's like you made it in your home? Just listen to Yipsuma. Just say, if you make a sukkah under a tree, it's possible. Why do you say it's like you made it in the house? My Kesher. What it says over here, Elak Vashwan is coming to teach us. That when we say that a tree is not okay, it's when we have a tree that is house-like. What does that mean? Dome, similar to a house. Dome bais. Ma bais, sells some Ruben Mechamas. So just like a house has more shade than sun, meaning you have a roof on the house, well protected, it guards you properly. So too, Afilan, sells some Ruben Mechamas. So too, a tree to be considered a problematic tree to build under has to have more shade than sun, more sun than shade, then it should not really be a problem. Which is 1 second. Why not? Sorry. Even if, and if, or and when there's more sun than shade, to a tree, my hobby, so what? Meaning, why should that let you build a sukkah underneath that? It's still pretty problematic. How come it's tired? Schach possible, body schach kosher. You're combining, you're joining together, schach puzzle together with schach kosher. As a machlokes in Rashi over here about how much schach was on the sukkah. Did you require the schach of the tree in order to make more shade than sun in the sukkah? Or even without the schach of the tree, you're able to make more shade than sun? That's the question that the Rashi doesn't have. Machlokes seemingly over. Not to get too deep right now, but over here, according to the Gemara, even if you have more sun than shade on this tree that the sukkah is underneath, my hobby, so what? Why should that allow you to be a kosher sukkah? You're combining your mitzvah, schach pasul, b'adis schach kosher. That's what Tosfos points out over here, is that seems to be you need. 1 second. Tosfos or Rashi, I'm just a little confused. 1 second, let me look this up. According to Rashi, the Rimaska Halakha mitzvah, schach pasul, this is the very end of Rashi, he says, therefore, the tzel of the ilan is going to combine lashlim, is going to complete the missing shade of the sukkah to make it now more shade than sun. So, according to Rashi, that you actually need the tzel of the tree to make the sukkah kosher. According to Tosfos, you already had enough shade of the sukkah before you even encountered the tree. The question is, does the tree knock out some of that shade? So according to our Gemara right now, we're suggesting that we're asking, why should it be that if you have a tree that has more sun than shade that's on top of a sukkah, why should that assist me? Why should that make my sukkah still be kosher? I'm combining schach pasul, b'hadi means together with schach kosher, which should be a problem. So how do we avoid that problem? How can it be okay if there's more sun than shade on the tree that's on top of my sukkah? The case was b'shachavtan, which according to Rashi means you lowered it. You lowered the tree that on top of the sukkah, and therefore what happens is that the tree leaves or the tree branches are now combined in one layer with the schach of the sukkah. And according to Rashi, since the rove of this material now between the tree and that kosher schach is kosher schach, mevatel the schach, vatel the tree, and therefore makes it like it's not there, and therefore the sukkah would be kosher. Two separate elements we have over here according to Rashi. One element is the idea of being mevatel it. We have to be mevatel it by having more kosher schach than this tree. And number two, it's got to be not recognizable, meaning it's got to be that the branches are combined together with the tree, so you can't tell that the tree is even there. So you need to have two things in order to make it allow it. Mishachavta means, again, you now mix them together so it's hard to tell that there's a tree among this schach.
Number two, there's more kosher schach when there is trees and their branches, and then therefore the idea of bittul beruv would also apply. So that's b'shechavtan. Where it says b'shechavtan is such a good solution, we have a problem then. Even b'shechavtan says the Gemara Maila Meimra. What are you telling me? Meaning, if the case was that you lowered the tree into the atop of the sukkah, and now it's combining, there's no recognizable bad schach, connected schach, and there's more kosher schach than bad schach, and you've knocked it out completely. What are you teaching me? Of course, when you lower it, it should be no problem at all. Of course, it's kosher. Why would it not be kosher? It's not two layers of schach, it's one layer, and that layer has more good than bad, which makes everything fine. So, what would you have said? Nigzer hechad dechavtan ato hechad lo chavtan. You would say, Maya, what you just said, we should make a gzeira hecha, means where you lower them, even when you lowered it and you combined it with the schach kosher, you still should make a gzeira. In that case, that shouldn't be allowed, atu, on account of hechad lo chavtan, in a scenario when you didn't lower it, in a case when you kept them separately. And therefore, it wasn't one layer with the schach kosher. If that would happen, then of course it wouldn't be kosher. Maybe we think we should make a gzeira, a takana, the same way it won't work if you didn't lower it. So even when you do lower it as a gzeira, in a case when you didn't lower it, we should make it not be allowed either. I mean, again, since there are scenarios when if you would have such schach, but you wouldn't lower it, it would not be allowed to be used to make the sukkah kosher. So even though here you did lower it, and to combine it with the other schach, we should make a gzeira, because there'll be cases when you don't lower it properly. And therefore, we should be gozer in every case that it shouldn't work to make connected schach, schach matri, combined with schach kosher, and allowing we should make a gzeira. You would think to say, over here, the Gemara teaches you, you don't make such a gzeira. Again, the Havmin would have been that maybe since we have concerns that you don't always lower it, and therefore there'll be times when they're separated. And separated, it wouldn't work. Couldn't you combine the two schachs to make kosher and actually ruin the sukkah? So even when you do lower, maybe you think you say that you also should ruin the sukkah. Kamash Malan, we don't make such a gzir like that. Whereas that's not a chiddush either. Hanami Tanina, we have this a teaching like this as well in the Mishnah, which we will get to very, very soon, so maybe even this week. We have a teaching as well that shows us that we don't make such a gzirah of when you didn't lower it. When you do lower it, from when you didn't lower it. We have hidla as a gefen, that's his last as a kisus. If you have a case, hidla means to raise, as opposed to chavtan, which is lower, hidla is to raise. If I raise up my vineyard, you have a vineyard, and you move the vineyard up to the top of the sukkah. That's his last, which is like a gourd, plant. So again, you push it up the leaves so it goes on top of the sukkah and creates a level of shade. If you have a kisus, which is like ivy. Again, you made it, according to Rashi, it's like a trail. You made a trail where you let the ivy seek up the side of the sukkah, and it went to the top of the schach. These are all things that should not be kosher because they are all currently attached to the ground. The rule is, if you use them as their schach, then obviously the tree's pasuk because it's connected to the ground, but if you had more kosher schach than non-kosher schach, now we'll pause for a second, which means if I have connected schach from the ground, and I put more kosher schach onto that connected schach, we say it's kosher. What does that show us? We're not gozer in a case when they're together, because there would be cases when they aren't together. We said before the case of b'shechavta, when you lower it, we thought maybe it'd be gozer because of the case when you wouldn't lower it, when you wouldn't make it one layer, one level. So we see over here, based on the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, that we don't make gozeris in a case when you have the ivy or the vine or the gourd bush, the gourd plant. So there, if you have schach kosher combining with that schach, it's kosher. Maybe it should be gozer in cases when you don't put them together. We're not gozer. We see clearly over here that we're not gozer. And therefore over here, we see you're not gozer. So what's the reason why we have to have a teaching in the case of shechavtan? This is a Gemara. Oh, shechatzan ksera. Or if you would cut them, meaning either you put more schach on top, therefore making them nevatel, that would work. Or if you cut them off and detach them from the ground, that also would be sufficient. This is a Gemara. Hey, chidami. What's the case? Give me the background. Ilema b'shelo chavtan. The case was that I put a lot more schach than I had the non-kosher schach, but I never put them or lowered it on top. I never put them together in one unit. How come it's star schach plus olim schach kosher? How can you possibly use this non-kosher schach? Even if I put more kosher schach, I'm combining schach plus olim schach kosher. If they're separate layers, it means one's not overwhelming and overriding the other one. It's two distinct and separate pieces. And therefore, I shouldn't be able to use schach plus olim to combine the equal schach kosher. So rather, what's the case? Rather, is it not a case when you lowered it, or either, again, our case was lowered, but in that case would be raised it. When you put it together, and we see from over here that you're not gozer. We don't make a gzera in a case when you make it one layer, because there'll be a case when you don't make it one layer. So if we had that in teaching already, Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, that we do not make gzera when I raise the ivy, when I raise the vines, then I should equally know there's no such concern about that when I lower the tree that is more sun than shade, if I lowered it onto my sukkah and I put more kosher schach than bad schach, it's also kosher. So again, the question we have right now is, what's the chiddush? Whenever the Gemara tells you a din, we expect there to be a chiddush we're learning from it. And as of now, we can't find out what the chiddush is. Because if you lower it and put it in one level, then certainly it's not nikar, it's not recognizable that you're joining the two together, which is already stage number one required. And if you have more kosher schach than not kosher schach, then stage number two is also achieved and realized, and therefore there's no reason why you'd think it shouldn't be allowed. So we're wondering, what in the world is the Gemara teaching us that when, in case when you lower it, this is the opinion we had earlier on, said over by Rav Papa, when you lower it, it's okay. Of course it's okay. Why would it not be okay? You have more kosher than non-kosher, and there's no heckier of the non-kosher stuff. So what's the problem? And we know already from Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, in the case of the ivy, in the case of the vine, if I raise these things onto a sukkah and put more kosher schach than bad schach, it works. Which means we don't make such a gazero. And the fact is, it must be separated, because it must be not separated. If it was separated, then it shouldn't work. We should not be able to join schach kosher and schach puzzle. Only when they're together can we make mevatel the schach puzzle. And that's what we do over here. And the fact that we say it works shows that we're not gozer, a case when you put them together and when you make a batel merov, we're not gozer that case from a scenario, from a case when they would not be together. And therefore, once again, we have the question of what is the chiddush of our Gemara. So the Gemara ends off and says the following. What would you have said? Hani milei b'di'evet. That's only a case. We said before hidla. Means if you would raise up the ivy or the vine, if you did it and you put schach kosher on top of it, then it's allowed. But it's already b'di'evet. It's already you did it. The question we have is, are you allowed to do it? It's a separate question. So if we had the Gemara only, the Mishnah Yud Aleph, that's all we had was a case when hidla allows a gef and you already put it together that it works, that we understand. Hani milei b'di'evet. Aval l'chachila lo. You might think to say that l'chachila, one is not allowed to make a sukkah like this, and you, ideally, if you know it's in advance, you can't do it this way. Kamash Malach will teach you that you're allowed to do it this way. Even the Chachila once permitted to make such a sukkah in such a fashion. That's the Chiddush of our Gemara. Recap what we did today, this last part of here. The Mishnah talks about a case of a sukkah, Tachas Ilan, which is like being Tocha Bias, which refers to an Ilan that is more shade than sun, like a bias would be more shade than sun. However, if it's more sun than shade, it could work. And Rav Papa says if you put them together, if you put them in one layer, which solves all your problems. There's no longer two levels of schach. And also, you have more good than bad, which makes it batel beruv. We said it's obvious that way. So we said, not so pashut, actually. Maybe the case is that we're not gozer in a case when you put them together from cases when you wouldn't be putting them together. We said, that's also obvious. We know that from Daf Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph. We said, no, there, it was only telling you that v'di'evet, hidlof, if you already did it, you can live in such a sukkah. But that you can do it l'chachila, not so pashut, k'mash malan. That's the chiddush of our Gemara. We'll stop over here, and Blinader will continue tomorrow. Middle of Daf Tesim Abayis.